Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If you're not on social media platforms, jump on there really quick with me if you can. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe, SOL Radio Live. At the top of that page, that would be a Rumble feed. Also, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in and make comments concerning what we're talking about, please do. Add to, take away, contend, 2, 3, and 4. That's up to you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want you to see this. Folks, this is pretty crazy. Here's further confirmation concerning the jabs. This is a confirmation only to add on to all of those that have refused to acknowledge the truth. I'm not saying that to be a wise guy, but it's more truth that's being told to expose the lies for what they are, the way that we have been doing so on this radio program, both the morning show with Tim Brown and myself in the afternoon show, concerning the whole plandemic. Now, what I'm showing you online right now is a bribe. Jack Straw reported, your doctor took the bribe if he told you to get the COVID-19 vaccine. But we already told people that they were being incentivized anyways. Matter of fact, I believe it was inside business that we'd actually shared concerning the content that they were sharing with us and telling us that even if you go into a hospital and they get you to basically sign in for taking a PCR test, they were incentivized to do that. Then the next step was they get more money, the hospitals do, if they can actually admit you to the hospital. It has to be for COVID. If they can put you on a mechanical ventilator, they were incentivized to pay more money for that. And then also remdesivir, if that was given onto you, which, what, killed 80% of the people that took it, they were incentivized to take the money to do that. This is all the information that we shared with you concerning the past and the bribes and the incentives that the hospitals have taken. So it's a place people want to stay away from, no question about it. How they're ever going to come back from this, I know not. We also know that they also were incentivized, regardless of how they died, the mortician was to put on the death certificate that the individual died from COVID. Now, they were incentivized to do so by the federal government, who is stealing your money to incentivize them to do so, to lie to you, okay, to go along with the pandemic, the crisis that they created as they were coming in to play the problem solvers, okay? So I have a friend who's a stewardess, and she just sent this over to me, and I'm going to throw it up on the screen again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com. I can't really get that close in on it, but what it does say is the COVID-19 vaccine provider incentive program is open to you if you are participating. This is a Kentucky primary care provider, and then it goes to the Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield These are all the programs that they were offering. And then what it does is it starts to tell you, and I'm magnifying this here where I can read it to you, the results of the calculation or the calculator for two time periods, initial incentive payments, September 1, 2021, and December 30, 2021. So the doctors were being incentivized to make sure that you had COVID, regardless if you had it or not. Now, remember, there were several different strains. Also, remember that, folks, people, their bodies that God created, and when the Lord told you to stay away from it, it would self-heal. It did, right? There's nine different strains, I believe, of COVID that I'm aware of. And what's also interesting is 99.97% of the people were completely healed without any of their garbage. The people that took the experimental jobs, a lot of them aren't here anymore, and the people that didn't take it, none of them are complaining about not taking it. But going back to this incentive sheet, which is up on the screen right now, 30% Anthem members vaccinated, $20 bonus per vaccinated member, 40% members vaccinated, $45 per bonus, 50%. So if you got your doctors and nurses and administrators in the hospitals to go ahead and take it, they were being incentivized to do so. So they would get up to $100 bonus per vaccinated members. And then if you got it up to 75%, you'd get $125 bonus per vaccinated person. Okay? So what you're seeing right now, friends, is in fact, in the incentive sheet, this is the spreadsheet that was given to doctors. Okay. There's also, if you go down to the bottom of that page, you'll also see $100 bonus per newly vaccinated member. And then if you go down to 75, if the doctor got or the administrator of the hospital got 75% of those to go along with getting the vaccination, if he got 75%, the person that got them to do so, the administrator in this case, would be given $250 bonus per newly vaccinated member. So this shows you that these people, if you went into the doctor's office and they went along to get along, they knew exactly what they were doing. It's the same thing with pharmaceuticals and dangerous psychotropic drugs. I mean, folks, you do realize that that's why doctors are handing out pharmaceutical drugs like candy, right? Because they're incentivized to do it. In some cases, they get vacation bonuses. No joke. And I'm sure there's a lot more stuff going on behind the scenes or under the table, however you would have me say it. But this is right out in the face of the American people. And I'm going to ask you the one question here, okay? How many people have been charged for this pandemic? Let me go back to what I always highlight, regardless of all the drillings that have taken place by you-know-who, the great American appeasers, the Jim Jordans, the Trey Gowdys, the Daryl Issa, that was most recently, the Rand Pauls, who, by the way, while they were allegedly grilling Anthony Fauci, his wife was behind closed doors selling stock or buying stock into big pharmaceuticals. Marjorie Taylor Greene was doing the same thing. The list goes on. So there was a whole lot of insider trading going on during this time. Who profited from this pandemic more than government did and pharmaceuticals? Nobody did. What did they do throughout the duration of this whole pandemic? Protected each other. This is the question I want to lay to your candor. How many have been prosecuted for their crimes? Don't tell me they're not protecting each other, because that's exactly what they're doing. I'm going to come back on the other side, and I want to highlight something concerning the Maui fires. I'm going to play a video for you from a guy named Greg Reese, and I'm going to play the duration of that. So a lot of people are talking about what's going on there, and there's a lot of suspicion concerning the recent fires, and there should be. There should be. Folks, this is what the brown shirts used to do. They were sent in to create the problem. Government would sit back, and just like we heard, Biden sent in a bunch of federal agents, FEMA,
Hello,
to bring
friends.
About
this
the answers,
Bradley
right?
Here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, friends, I want you to go ahead and take a look up at the screen. If not, I will paint the picture for the 159 cities and affiliates across the United States. Thank you for your trust, by the way, and thank you for making us the number one and the number two show in the country on Genesis Communication Networks out of 65 different show hosts. We are going to be at the Good Shepherd Lutheran High School tonight. That's in Otsego, Minnesota, 1560 90th Street Northeast, 1560 90th Street Northeast. Otsego, Minnesota. It starts at 6:30. It's my understanding that there is a limited amount of seating. As well, friends, we're going to be at the Minnesota State Fair coming up on August 24th to September 4th. That's going to be 12 days in a row. We're on the east end of the grandstand inside of the building on the bottom floor, third row in. Okay, that is the Minnesota State Fair coming up on August 24th, September 4th to from August 24th to that of September 4th. Also wanted to let you know on September 11th, we just got picked up on this one. We're going to be in Buffalo, Minnesota on September 11th. Go to the screen, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll find out where we're going to be. We're also going to be in Arizona in October, so we've got a lot going on. We also have to squeeze television in. We're going to be doing some stand-up recording on the East Coast, hopefully all the way from that of Williamsburg, Jamestown, Yorktown, all the way up to Boston there. So we'll see how that all transpires. We're hoping to do that in October. And boy, oh boy, we are busy little bees over here. So with that, friends, if you'd like to book us, now's the time to do it. We're probably 3 months out. If we can get you squeezed in somewhere, let's check that option. We'd love to be a part of what's going on. Also wanted to let you know that we have a potential coming up right now. I believe it's confirmed, but we haven't got the call yet. This is coming from someone standing in the gap saying that they've already given you the nod. They're just going to call you and ask you now to come. That will be in St. Louis, Missouri. And we're also talking to our friends over at KHNC 1360 about coming back. I talked to some of those guys this morning. We've been getting invitations to come back there. And we're looking to head your way, Colin. Colorado. Just so you know, we're on top of our game, and we hear you, and we want to basically respond to the request. Again, that will be in Colorado. We'll see what that all pans out to be, and we'll let you know as things transpire. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We got Suzanne calling in from Washington State. How are you, ma'am?
Hey, Bradley, how are you doing? I'm doing good.
Good. Good to hear. Good to hear.
Well, I just had to catch you. My father, you're talking about COVID, and my father just, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. My father was just admitted into the hospital with COVID, but my father had a sore throat. And the battle that I face with is with my siblings who are avid COVID believers and shot takers.
Yep.
And so anyways, you're exactly right what you're saying. They just, I don't know how much money they made on a 5-day visit with him. And it just makes me sick to my stomach. And I asked them to please not let him get anywhere on remdesivir and anything like that. But he is being discharged today.
Amen.
Which is good.
Yep.
But anyways, it's so sickening because how do you fight this battle with your own siblings? You know, it's just hard. Anyway, it's sick. And I know that they profited off my dad. He has Parkinson's.
Yep.
You know, and my dad doesn't believe in it. Thank you, Jesus. My dad doesn't believe in it. But I don't have care. I don't have I'm not included in his care. I'm the person outside of the family that nobody likes.
Yep. You're the black sheep, right?
I Jesus. Yeah, I speak the name of Jesus, and I clear the room, Bradley. I bring up Jesus, and the room gets emptied. So, and I'm messed up person, and blah blah blah. But
yep.
Anyway.
I get it. And Jesus promised all this stuff was going to happen, but I do got to revert back to what you said concerning it's the family. I hear that all the time. I do want to say this. There's been enough information out there concerning Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates and proof of who they are and the WHO and the CDC mm-hmm. and Donald Trump and mm-hmm. Joe Biden and everything they're advocating for. If that's what they want to keep following, then they're going to reap the consequence. And you can,
right.
The only thing that we can do as the church is warn them. Ezekiel 33, verse 3. We can't do it for them. So they have to make their own choices, and it's sad to see. But you do see people today going along still with the narrative, though there's not many
right.
that I know of. As a matter of fact, if I did know them, I would probably be the person just like you where I'd clear the room with statistics and fact, and I would back it up with the Word of God first and foremost and saying we're not supposed to be doing that in the first place. So that's all I can do. I can't do any more, and it's the same for anybody else. So they got to make the choices, and they have to deal with the consequences.
Yeah.
Amen. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, the only thing, the sad part of it is none of them are saved, and none of them believe in anything. So I'm just like, I don't know.
Yep.
I just tell the truth, empty the room, and go home and pray.
Amen. Keep praying for him, because if you've already done everything that you can, the Lord will, he'll just continuously convict them of the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost, John 16, starting in verse 8, he'll convict them of righteousness, judgment. And the bottom line is they're the ones, again, that are going to have to respond. The Lord's not going to do it for them neither. They have to respond
exactly.
to the nudgings and the wooings of what the Holy Ghost does in their life. So I totally appreciate the phone call. I do want to highlight what Suzanne from Washington just said. Data missing from Wall Street economists, and skyrocketing disabilities and injury in workforce after COVID-19 vaccines. I shared this with you yesterday and last week. Isn't it interesting? All the available positions in government positions across the country. And we've even heard the governor in the state of Minnesota say that, well, there's a lot of occupancies that are available. Well, how did that happen? Well, they first sent in the crisis that they created. They mandated the vaccinations, the experimental jabs. Many of them are not here. Many of them refused it. So what happens? There's vacancies. The foreigners are drawn in by the mayors and the governors, and then they take the positions of the Americans that were here prior to the illegals being lured in by the Judases at the helm of each state. That's the problem. Read Luke 22, verse 48. It's not difficult to see what's going on here, friends. We're in it, but we have to respond to it. I did want to say this to Suzanne from Washington, too. Forgive me. Make as much noise as you can. If they want to keep going on doing the things that they're doing, make people aware of what that hospital is doing. Go ahead and go online, check out statistically what they're doing, how they're doing it, how much money they're making, how much they're being incentivized, and blow it in the wind. Write articles in the paper, put up billboards. That's what I do. That's what I do. That's how you teach them. I am going to, the more you attack me, the more you afflict me, the more we're going to multiply. That's exactly what Exodus teaches us, friends. The more that the children of Israel were afflicted, the more they multiplied. Let me put it in layman's terms for you, friends, or to a modern slogan. Let their cruelty swell our ranks. Every time they come, we're going to respond and we're going to give it back to them tenfold. That's what we do here. That's what Christians are called to do. Statistically, Health Impact News has got a ton of information and data on what's going on, and it's still going on concerning the people that are, suffering the abuses of the hospitals throughout the United States of America. There's good news to that, too, friends. There's a lot of the doctors that have left that wouldn't be a part of what the federal government was pushing and the state governments were pushing, and they left, and they actually started their own practices. So there's good things that have happened, but folks, really laying the axe to the root of the tree, and the point that I'm trying to make here is we need justice, and the people that created the pandemic, created the crisis, and brought in the pill and the jam, they brought in the answers, and they profited from the answers. That's how you always know who's responsible for it. Follow the money. They need justice, friends. And the only people that are going to bring justice to them is not themselves, as I highlighted during the first segment. It's the American people that need to bring justice. These crimes stink to high heaven, and it is a judgment upon a people that refuse to see for what it is. Read Jeremiah 5:21 when you get a moment as well. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come right back, and I want to get to the point, and man, that flew already. But what I want to do is I want to address people asking the question, Bradley, why is this happening? And I've heard people say, why is God allowing this to happen? Well, I'm here to tell you, God did his part, right? And he told you what your part is. And for those that don't understand what I just said, let me say it a different way. They are commandments. They are not suggestions. The Lord said it was finished on the cross. He gives us all power, Luke 10:19, to now go do what he did, as he showed us the hands and the feet, the wounds in the hands and in the feet. And he said, as the Father sent me, so I send you. If you don't know that walk, that's why you're in trouble. So don't blame the Lord for what it is that you're leaving undone. I'm going to come right back to that in just a couple moments. I'm going to hit this Maui wildfires really quick, and then we're going to come back to why is God allowing this to happen? Again, let me remind you, he's not allowing anything to happen, folks. The American people are, the church. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News update. Former President Trump says he plans to release a detailed report showing fraud occurred during the 2020 election in Georgia. He'll do so during a news conference next week in Bedminster, New Jersey. He claims the report will exonerate him from his recent indictment in the state. The death toll in Hawaii from wildfires has risen to 99. That massive wind-driven blaze that tore through the once picturesque town of Lahaina on the island of Maui is now the deadliest wildfire in U.S. modern history. The White House is defending the president's response to the deadly wildfires in Hawaii.
There are almost 500 federal personnel deployed to Maui to assist residents in their greatest time of need. FEMA has deployed more than 140 urban search and rescue personnel.
Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton said President Biden mobilized a robust whole-of-government response and plans to keep federal resources in Hawaii for as long as it takes. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Into the Sons of Liberty. This has the earmarks of self-inflicted all over the place. I'm going to go ahead and play this video for you. Again, we're talking about the Maui wildfires and what's transpiring over there. Now, I've had people from Hawaii actually reach out to me on a personal level, and I'm not there, so it's really difficult to try to navigate what's going on here. So hopefully this video within itself is going to be able to help you understand exactly what's
here
going
so
on.
Quickly. That escape was difficult. Everything was suddenly in flames.
Suddenly.
Many found refuge in the ocean for hours while their homes burned to the ground and into the same powdery ash footprint we've seen in recent years. So far, it is estimated that nearly 1,000 people have died. Locals are worried this includes hundreds of children who were home due to school being canceled that day. Several people are reporting that the government is not only doing little to help, but they are blocking local efforts to do so and are not allowing local donations through, and that they are blocking life-saving medicine because it isn't federally approved.
Denying people access to bring in supplies, just supplies for people to live.
The government withholding every single one of our donations because we are not a part of FEMA and Red Cross.
You see what's going on here, friends?
None
this
of
is
this
all control.
For giving out. Tell me why. I have no. done.
Sorry about that,
guys. The people of Maui are on their own for now. And aside from the federal government's bureaucratic failure, they have good reason to be suspicious. Just like what we saw 5 years ago in Paradise, California, there was nothing normal about these fires.
Yep.
Within a day of burning, it was like a bomb went off.
When you see the full extent of the destruction of the lineup, it will shock you. It does appear like a bomb and fire went off, if I may. And all of those buildings virtually are going to have to be rebuilt. It will be a new Lahaina.
Local residents have been reporting bright flashes of light.
Isn't that what the government's doing, friends? Down with the old, up with the new?
It appears to have been the start of the Olinda fire. Many people are saying that it was directed energy weapons. We know that most major governments already have them. And during the California fires, online weather maps recorded what looks like a laser from above, striking an area just before it bursts into flames. In his research, Dennis Mills discovered that the incendiary aluminum and barium nanodust from chemtrails is most likely fueling the ferocity of today's so-called super wildfires. And on the day before the Maui fires broke out, locals were reporting a heavy overcast from chemtrailing that they'd never seen before.
Yep.
It's also interesting to note that the Maui police chief was the incident commander for the Las Vegas mass shooting in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Lahaina is considered to be a historic and sacred land. It was the capital of the Kingdom of Hawaii before it was taken by the United States. It's been occupied by Native Hawaiians ever since, who are defiantly opposed to the mainland outsiders who have been buying up land with no respect for local culture.
That's what I suspected
it was
leading to.
Vanguard, but billionaires like Mark Zuckerberg, who owns more land on Kauai than what the government of Kauai owns, and Oprah Winfrey, who has bought over 1,000 acres of land in Hawaii, including a new 870 acres in Maui she just bought this spring. In 2018, the Paradise wildfires broke out exactly where the United Nations have plans to somehow make off-limits to humans. And that same year, a report on wildfire prevention was published that was focused on the exact same areas in Maui where the fires just broke out.
All the historic downtown, all of it is demolished and all the houses gone. But those commercial big box stores are still there.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green
friends, kind of what we've seen with the pandemic, everything that the corporations needed to stay open, stayed open. That included, friends, that included Planned Parenthoods, strip joints, liquor stores, and all the major corporate outlets. Is that not what she just said?
Such as
of this being
building
self-inflicted.
15-minute smart cities run by artificial intelligence, just like they've been planning to do in Hawaii for years.
Yep.
At some point, I will make a major donation after all of the smoke and ashes have settled here and we figure out what the rebuilding is going to look like. This is going to be a long and difficult process. You're going to see a lot of Phoenix stories rising from the ashes here.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Okay, well, you know what? That was a great piece, by the way. Greg Reese, he's got a great voice for what he does, no question about it. I like it a whole bunch. So anyways, I wanted to cover that because a lot of people were asking about it, okay? And so I covered it, and as a matter of fact, I was talking to someone earlier, and they were asking me the same question as to, you know, what's going on in Maui, and I said I got to do some research on it. I've been aware of it. None of the stuff that Greg was just talking about over here, friends, surprises me. It has all the earmarks, and what they do, friends, is they set the foxes in the chicken coop to oversee everything. And isn't it interesting, at the same time, nobody else is allowed in but the federal government and all of their goons. So why is that? So they can have absolute control. And what else is a part of that? The cover-up, friends. And what do? They just sit there and they use the mainstream media to knock down anybody that's telling you the truth. Again, this is up to you, Americans. It truly is. And what a better place to test than in Maui. And apparently that's what this is all transpiring to be, friends. Sad to say, sad to say. I want to go back to the 1930s and the 1940s. I've been writing, I'm on my third book right now. My second one's being proofwritten. And my first one is actually being printed right now. And so it's been a busy summer. We've been staying at home. And, again, we got a lot done in the process of writing, and I'm not that guy, but I guess I'm that guy now. And I didn't have just one book in my heart. I guess I had three, and that wasn't my call. But the flow keeps coming, and it keeps coming. And what started coming out here is the children of the apostate. And I know the direction, at least I feel I know the direction, and I feel that the Lord is taking all the pieces of all of my articles over the last how many years of ministry, and he's putting them together in this book. It's very prophetic, it's very spot on, and it's very cool to be a part of it. Especially when you see, let me say it this way, it's easy to do that when you stick to the Word. It's easy to see what's happening, where you're going, what you're doing, when you stick to the Word. And when Jesus said, follow me, and we follow him, and he says he's the light of the world, and walk in the light while you have the light, that's probably a pretty good idea to continuously follow Christ and follow him in the light, right? Thy word is a lamp unto thy feet and a light unto thy path. I mean, folks, there's so many different ways we can take this scripturally. But again, let me do this. I want to go back to a guy named Martin Niemöller. And if you've never heard this information before, do yourself a favor and just sit down with me for 20 minutes. Because this is pertinent information, and it's information that's completely overlooked. When I continuously go back, because I'm a preacher first and foremost, when I continuously go back and make reference to the fact that John Adams said that the church is called to be the moral compass of society, he's right. And he said, when that goes, everything else goes. He's right. That only makes sense, right? So what we see in government today is a reflection of what the church has tolerated. And the American people, 86%, profess to belong to Christ. We know that's not true. They can go ahead and deceive themselves all that they want to. But we know the truth of the matter. At least those that hold to the Word see and know the truth for themselves. They know. Here, let me say this. This morning, me and my son went into a store, and I kept, this lady was, she had a big wad of money in her hand. And it was a return aisle. And as I looked over at her, I knew who she was, and I said, hey, so-and-so. I said, what are you getting, a bunch of counterfeits? What she was doing is taking each dollar bill, and there were 20s and 100s. And she kept putting them up to the light. And I thought, man, if that was my money, I would be offended that she's doing that publicly. And I looked at her and I said, just tongue-in-cheek, I said, are you finding a lot of counterfeits? And she kept putting them up to the light and putting them up to the light and putting them up to the light, right? And she said to me, she said no. And then she had an old $100 bill and she came back and the lady said, no, that's real. And the way that the one lady told in response to the question, is that a real $100 bill? She knew it was real because she studied the real. Okay, and when she studied the real, it was easy for her to detect the counterfeits. So it is with those that stay in the Word of God. And again, that's the prerequisite, John 7:17 and 2 Timothy 2:15. Read both those scriptures. It's easy to detect counterfeits when you study the real ones. You know, which I could take to another case in point. Bradley, why are you so satisfied, and why is it that, or why are you so unsatisfied with what you see in the church today? I'll tell you why. Because I continuously have my eyes fixed on the standard, and his name is Jesus Christ, and he's perfect. And when I'm in this world, right, as the Bible says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And the Bible also says we love his appearing. When we have his word inside of us and we're illuminated to know who the Christ is, we can see the counterfeits all day long. And what I'm doing is constantly saying, listen, we're correcting, we're reproving, and we're instructing, 2 Timothy 3:16, because this is an error. If you keep your eyes fixed on the Christ, you're always going to know where the errors are. You're always going to know what needs to be reproved and corrected and instructed, right? Isn't that what we're called to be? Those that make distinction between that which is defiled and that which is holy, Ezekiel 44:23. Why, yes, that's our job. That is who we are. We are Holy Ghost police in this world. That's what we're called to do. Okay? Now, I want to go back to a guy named Martin Niemöller. Okay? And I'm not going to say anything as to where he came from until I lead up into this point. But you probably heard this. But most people don't know who he was. He said, first they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak up because I was not a socialist. Then he came. Then he said they came for the trade unionist, and I didn't speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then he said they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. And then he said, then they came for me, and then there was no one left to speak for me. Does anybody know who Martin Niemöller was? I'm going to share that information with you on the other side. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty bring back long-forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive.
Well, today you can expect lots of cloud cover with 0% chance of raining on your parade because you'll be riding your motorcycle vroom vroom. That rumbling low-pressure system beneath you should give way to a relaxing commute and a sudden urge to take the scenic route everywhere you go because, dagnabbit, you're having fun out there. That's your forecast. Back to you.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with coverage from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get a quote today and see what you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, I was just talking about a guy by the name of Martin Niemöller, okay? He's the guy that said they first came for the socialists, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist, and because I wasn't a trade unionist, I didn't speak out. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. Sound familiar, America? Yep. If it does, you haven't learned from history. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Anybody know who Martin Niemöller is? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Martin Niemöller was best remembered for this quotation. Okay? In fact, I'm pretty sure, and it's safe to say, probably 90% of you have already heard this quote by Martin Niemöller, and you have no idea who he is. Did you know that he was a prominent pastor, Protestant pastor, during the time of Hitler and the Nazis? Wow. The quotations stem from Niemöller's lectures during the early post-war period. His point was that he believed that the Germans, and in particular the leaders of the Protestant churches, had been complicit through their silence concerning the Nazi imprisonment, persecution, and murder of millions of people. Hey, folks, the responsible party, the church, where are they today? Now you're understanding why I'm writing a book called The Children of the Apostate? They're out to lunch, aren't they? They're derelict of duty, aren't they? They're a reproach, aren't they? They're an embarrassment to the Lord, aren't they? Yes, they are. But keep in mind, that's not the church. Martin Niemöller came along and said the church was complicit during the time of Adolf Hitler. As a matter of fact, he went on to say that they were complicit in their silence. Did you hear the response that I gave to Suzanne in Washington concerning what was going on with her father? I said, make noise. Start putting articles out in the paper. Start writing articles in the paper. Put up billboards. Get out there and start making noise, friends. Okay? The church, because it didn't make noise, ushered in the Third Reich along with its freaky little leader named Adolf Hitler. Okay? Did you also know that Martin Niemöller was one of the earliest Germans to talk publicly about the broader complicity in the Holocaust and guilt for what happened to the Jews? Now, of course, this happened after the fact. Martin Niemöller wrote a book in 1946 called The Guilt and Hope. Listen, America. Thus, whenever I chance, he said, I meet a Jew known to me before, then as a Christian, he said, I cannot but tell him. This is after the Holocaust. He said, dear friend, I stand in front of you, but we cannot together, for there is guilt between us. I have sinned and my people have sinned against thy people and against the innocent. Who aided Adolf Hitler into power? The church, the Protestants. Adolf Hitler was sold to the people, 80 million people, namely the Germans, back in the 1930s, as an American politician. They said he sounded like an American politician. Did you hear that? You'd think the American people would have more light than what they claim. You know, it's interesting, as they call the right, isn't it interesting? They claim that they have the answers, but they don't have the answers at all because they're still following their favorite politicians, aren't they? That's exactly what the children of Germany did under Adolf Hitler. And what's going on in America is exactly what you see happening going on. It happened in Germany, is happening in America today. I wanted to say this too, if I might, going back, because I got a thought about the Maui thing. Remember when, speaking of the Nazis, remember when Joseph Mengele, some people say Mengele, some say Mengele on documents. It just depends upon how you kick out your syllables, I guess. But he said, Joseph Mengele, they called him the angel of death. This is what he said, and it's exactly what's going on in the United States right now. And you're aiding them by tolerating these crimes. Going back to Maui, the more we do to you, said Joseph Mengele, he said, the less you believe it's us doing it to you. Why? Because, again, they're doing the unthinkable. That's how they do what they do. Because they believe that you would never believe it in a million years. Isn't it interesting, folks, during the pandemic? Isn't it interesting how all of a sudden fact checkers came out? And only to find out that fact checkers were merely opinions, the opinions of the fact checkers that were working under Facebook, only to find out that they're now stacked with former FBI and CIA agents. Isn't that interesting, folks? And remember what the CIA was equated to under Truman? He said, I would have had nothing to do with the CIA had I known it was the American version of the Gestapo. Americans, when are you going to learn your lesson? I'll tell you what, I guarantee you the people in Maui are learning their lessons now, for those that didn't take heed before. Isn't it interesting how they're being suppressed? How their land's being sold off? That's not just happening there. It's happening in the mainland, too. You know how they were talking about 15-minute cities, you know, in Maui and in Hawaii? They're doing that here, too, just so you know. Folks, don't act like it's just happening there. No, the media loves to put in your minds that everybody's under attack but you, and the government's got your back. Baloney. The opposite is true. And I'm talking about corruption. Okay? Let me go back to this. In 1946, the Book of Guilt and Hope, Niemöller apologized to those that made it through the Holocaust. He said there was guilt upon us because we were the ones that were silent when we should have been the loudest. Okay? What would have happened, and I want to throw this at you, because people are saying, why is God allowing this? God's not allowing anything. God didn't allow Adolf Hitler. He appointed Adolf Hitler to a people that rebelled against him. Okay? He didn't allow it. He appointed it. John Calvin was right when he said, when God means to judge a nation, he appoints wicked rulers. Does my viewers and my listeners understand the definition of wicked? Those that know to do right, but they do the wrong thing? Those that are at war with God? That is the definition of wicked. And it's not a good place to put yourself, friends. Oh my goodness. You're willfully fighting against the light that leads your way. You want to follow the one that got kicked out of heaven for rebellion towards God. Does that sound familiar? Because that's who you are. That's what you're doing. You work for the one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And you think that you're living the high life right now, knowing that no man is able to save his own soul alive, and it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. Hebrews 9:27, also read Psalm 22. Did you also know, fools, that riches profit not in the day of wrath? Your money is not going to buy you out of heaven, or out of hell, I'm sorry. Do you remember the movie back in the 90s, the Titanic? Remember when the ship was going down and the rich man was trying to go buy off someone to give him his own boat? Do you remember the lesson of that movie where that guy said to him, you can have your money back, it's not going to help you now? That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Listen to that message, bad guys. Because you're willfully, brazenly going into hell all on your own. And you want to, just like your father, destroy as many people on the way down as you possibly can. Oh, America. Oh, America. Have you forgotten who you are? Have you forgotten your father? The Lord said, this is not my spot. These are not my children. This is not what I established. No, everything changed in the 19th century. Here, I'm here to tell you, friends, why is God allowing it to happen? He's not allowing anything to happen. He's appointing it now. Why? Because the church has failed in keeping His commandments. You know, I was on Leviticus 26, and I only got 1 minute left, but it's interesting when I read that it tells us what we should do and what we shouldn't do. I was talking to my little boy today, and I said, the Lord gave His commandments, His law and His commandments and statutes and ordinances, not because He hates us, honey, but because He loves us. He's showing us what's good for us. Okay? By doing what He tells us to do and not doing what He tells us not to do. That is for our good, not for evil, not for bad. He is not Him. God is not vindictive, friends. He's a father to His children. But when I was looking at Leviticus 26 and 28, I noticed that where it kept saying, and it shall come to pass if you shall hearken, listen carefully, diligently, painstakingly unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and to observe and to do all of the commandments which I commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. That was your forefathers. You're on the other end of that spectrum today. So don't blame God for what you're allowing. Billy Sunday, the famous baseball preacher back in the 1900s, said, if you don't do your part, don't blame God, blame yourselves.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.